Let us pray. O God of unchangeable power and eternal light, look favorably on your whole church, that wonderful and sacred mystery. By the effectual working of your providence, carry out in tranquility the plan of salvation. Let the whole world see and know that things which were cast down are being raised up, and things which had grown old are being made new, and that all things are being brought to their perfection by him through whom all things were made, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. In the summer before seventh grade, I attended a small camp in the mountains of rural New Hampshire. I had found the camp on my own on the internet, and it was in many ways the camp of my dreams. I had never been the type of child who was easily enticed by games of flag football or long afternoons at the swimming hole. So this camp's focus on music theory and choral singing was perfect for me. Moreover, the camp promised to teach me how to compose, and I had long harbored dreams of joining the illustrious list of distinguished musicians found in the back of the hymnal. I was convinced that this summer would be the best summer ever. Yet when I arrived in Dublin, New Hampshire, an 8-hour drive from my home, I freaked. I had never been away from my family for more than a week or two at a time, and this was going to be a full 5 weeks. Not just away from my family, but from my friends, from my home, from everything that I was accustomed to, and all my comfortable routines. I had just received my first cell phone, but it was nothing like the smartphones we have now, and there wasn't any reception up there anyway. My shared bedroom was stuffy and musty. I also had to share a bathroom, which meant I had practically no privacy. The people there were nice, but they were also weird. I spent the first few days crying. I would rush down to the payphone to call my mom before breakfast, in the middle of the afternoon, and late at night. I couldn't see any hope for the 5 weeks ahead. I didn't know how I could get through it. It seemed like the end of the world. New life can be scary. I ended up making good friends at that camp. Those people I thought were weird actually turned out to be okay. I learned a lot of things about music, and I learned a lot of things about myself. In one summer, I grew up considerably. It was a coming-of-age season for me. But in those first few days, I couldn't conceive of all of the growth and change for the better that would eventually occur. All I could see was my old world falling apart. When Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome arrived at the tomb at dawn, and a young man told them that the body of Jesus was not there, they were not overwhelmed with joy. They did not dance with delight. They did not shout, "Alleluia, Christ is risen, the Lord is risen indeed." They were afraid. Most scholars now believe that the Gospel of Mark originally ended with the final verse of the passage we heard only moments ago. They went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone.